Walk right this way. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I was talking with Washington Post tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler about how China has made its airports super friendly.
Go to a Chinese airport, not only can your face be your boarding pass, but also if you step up to one of those signs where they tell you what flights are leading, it'll scan your face and tell you, oh, yours is gate number C23, walk this way.
Yes, all thanks to face recognition. No fumbling with a boarding pass or an ID, no getting lost, just look into the camera. And American airports are starting to use face-based boarding as well. You may resist at first, but once they start offering extra legroom for a face scan, well, as Ben Franklin once said, who wouldn't give up essential liberty for a little temporary legroom? Plus, the Department of Homeland Security plans to face scan 97% of passengers to make sure they leave the country when they're supposed to. And I'm guessing the logical next step would be for security cameras within the country to scan for the people who do not leave when they're supposed to, which of course means scanning everyone, because to catch the lawbreakers, you have to scan the law abiders as well. Don't worry, I'm pretty sure the government would never dare mandate a national ID card, but then once the cameras are everywhere, it won't need to. All we'll have to do is smile the exact same way each time. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.